Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Several years ago now, I lived in a little apartment in downtown Winston-Salem. It was just across the street from Calvary Moravian Church. And although I lived just a couple of blocks away from some fantastic restaurants and from the Stevens Center, my favorite part about living downtown was that in the middle of the night, every Easter morning, the brass band at the Moravian Church would gather at about 2 in the morning, and they would begin playing Easter hymns. The first time it happened, I didn't know it would happen, and so waking up sleepily, and I'm not a good waker-upper, I was confused. I didn't know what was happening, I didn't know why it was happening, I didn't know who was doing all of this, and I remember thinking, I think that's Christ the Lord is risen today, but why were they playing it now? It was the middle of the night. And as I tried to figure out the answer to these questions in my mind, it hit me. It was already Easter. In the middle of the night, in the darkness, Jesus had already risen. Jesus had passed over death into life in the darkness. While I was still sleeping, Jesus had risen. I learned later that day that in Winston-Salem, playing in an Easter band is a highlight for many Moravian musicians. These brass and woodwind musicians gather in the middle of the night at their churches and travel throughout their communities on their church buses. They stop in different neighborhoods, they all get off the bus, they play a couple of Easter hymns, and they all get back on and go to another neighborhood. Eventually, all of these Easter bands make their way to the sunrise service at Old Salem, where one by one they come together in the graveyard, where some 300 to 400 brass and woodwind musicians play Easter hymns as the sun rises. Each year, I'd forget that it would happen until I was awakened in the middle of the night. And every year, I found myself grateful for the reminder that even in the dark of night, Jesus had already risen. The resurrection had happened without my knowing, without my awareness, without my new outfit, without my beautifully planned brunch menu, without my going to church, without anything being done on my part. Jesus had risen. Picture the women in today's gospel lessons, both the Luke passage that we just read and the John passage that we read at the sunrise service. The women made their way through the darkness of the early dawn to the tomb. The last time that they had seen Jesus, they were standing at the foot of the cross, watching him die a brutal and horrific death. I imagine in the time since, they had exhausted themselves with weeping. And like we do when we are in deep grief, they had probably gotten very little sleep, and they maybe not had eaten much. So when they arrived at the tomb that morning, I imagine that they must have still been quite deep in their grief and horror, in their shock and disbelief at all that had happened in the last couple of days. It was dawn, but for whatever time it could have been for them, for these women, it was quite dark. No doubt all of those who loved Jesus were struggling to make their way through the darkest time that they'd ever experienced. These women, these remarkable women, had stayed with Jesus until the cross. They'd witnessed his murder. They stood there and watched and wept. But on this morning, in their deep pain and in their deep sadness, these women made their way to the tomb to honor Jesus by giving his body a proper cleansing and anointing, a suitable wrapping, and an appropriate burial. And this, my friends, this is where Easter begins. In the darkness, in lament, in pain and sorrow. This is where Easter begins, in the shadow of death. But it doesn't end there. The women arrived at the tomb and found the stone rolled away. And when they went in, Jesus' body was not there. I can't even begin to imagine the complex myriad of emotions that they experienced in those moments. Fear and sadness, anger, confusion, all intensified by their grief and sorrow. In those moments, they must have experienced a darkness that made the dark of Good Friday pale in comparison. Because the truth is that sometimes the darkness around us is as deep as the dead of night, and it seems like the light will never come. I feel deep empathy for these women because we all know that sometimes it's hard to see God at work in the darkness. And yet, it is in the darkness that God had done God's most wondrous work. Sometime in the dead of night, God had raised Jesus from the dead. While the world was still sleeping, God was active and at work. In the dark of night, rather than the broad open daylight, the resurrection had taken place. And until the women arrived, nobody even knew. Even the stone had been rolled away before dawn. There was nothing to be done by anyone. God had completed all the work overnight while everyone rested. Jesus had risen before the first light of dawn appeared, before those who loved him were able to see him. Jesus had risen before those who loved him believed in the resurrection, before anyone could begin to understand it. Jesus had risen from the dead. While it was still dark, God was at work on our behalf, defeating death forever. Brothers and sisters, Resurrection Sunday reminds us that we need not be afraid or overcome by darkness, because even the darkness is not dark to God. We need not be afraid or overcome by the darkness that we so often experience or feel, because God was and God is still at work in the darkness. When we consider the darkness in our own lives and in the world around us, our hope is in a God who is at work in the darkness long before we know it, long before we believe it, long before we understand it. In the midst of our despair, while we are still grieving, while we are certain that nothing good will come, while we are certain that this is the end, that all hope is lost, God is still at work, bringing life out of death. On that first Easter morning, the women discovered that God had been at work in the dark. And on this Easter morning, we remember that God still is. Thanks be to God. Amen.